It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, January 14th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is our Friday 5, the 5 big stories this week that we'll keep an eye on as we head into the weekend. Topic number 5, of course, is COVID-19. The big story this week, pretty much ignored by the corporate media, as you would expect. The underground journalists at Project Veritas publishing at their website never-before-seen documents from the United States government concerning the origins of COVID-19, gain-of-function research, vaccines, potential treatments suppressed by the government, and government's role in covering up all of this. The documents in question coming from a secret hard drive at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, what's been dubbed the Pentagon's brain. This confirms a lot of what was considered conspiracy theory until very recently. Gain-of-function research, the lab leak from Wuhan, funding from NIAID under Dr. Anthony Fauci. I just recommend you go to projectveritas.com and read those documents for yourself. They're at the front page there, projectveritas.com. The good news about Omicron this week is that it appears it is peaking. So besides being less dangerous than the Delta or Alpha variants, it is spreading so quickly that it's running out of people to infect. This follows the pattern that we're seeing in the UK and South Africa, where it was first detected and appears to be confirmed through wastewater monitoring. Yes, there are wastewater plants around the country that actually sample for virus particles in our waste and can detect it. The volume of particles, SARS-2 virus is peaking, but should be rolling over and heading down in the next week or two if it hasn't already. Some parts of the country, like Boston, as we told you earlier this week, already showing a falling off in the concentration of virus in the wastewater. Hospitalizations still high because they lag about 3 weeks behind the infection trends. So again, the good news there, we may see hospitalizations begin to drop in February. Now, this good news regarding Omicron has not put an end to the silliness in some parts of the country as far as government response. For example, in California, they're trying to fix a shortage of staffing at hospitals by allowing asymptomatic healthcare workers who've tested positive for COVID-19 to go back to work immediately. This policy will remain in place until February 1st. Now, bear in mind that California has had a vaccine mandate in place for healthcare workers since September 30th, which may be contributing to the shortage of healthcare workers at hospitals. And now, because of the demand, it appears that hospitals in California may actually have COVID-positive but asymptomatic workers dealing with patients, while COVID-negative but unvaccinated healthcare workers are sitting at home. And in Washington State, the Department of Transportation denied help from one county to help clean up after a freak winter storm last week because the county doesn't mandate employee vaccinations. Last week's storm dumped a bunch of snow, forced the Snoqualmie Pass to close for about 3.5 days, caused some supply chain problems, but the state said no thank you to the crews from the unvaccinated county. Speaking of vaccine mandates, Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for companies of 100 employees or more officially went into effect Monday of this week. Companies are scrambling to figure out whether and how to comply because the Supreme Court is sitting on a ruling. They heard oral arguments last week, Friday, in this case. You might have heard some talk about this. I didn't mention it here, waiting for a ruling from the Supreme Court, which has yet to be issued. Some of the liberal justices on the court making just wildly untrue statements about the nature of the disease currently. Justice Sotomayor claiming there were 100,000 children hospitalized with COVID in the U.S. when the actual number is 3,500. I mean, that's a pretty easily available fact you can find with a couple of seconds of searching. Now, I realize Supreme Court justices have other things to do, but that's why they have staff. Anyway, I mean, knowing that they were going to hear arguments on this case, maybe that would have been good to pass along to Justice Sotomayor, Justice Breyer, and the others. Anyway, Supreme Court is sitting on the ruling, and so employers are scrambling. So what it appears is that the Supreme Court has helped the Biden administration just sort of run out the clock on this unconstitutional and totalitarian mandate. Well, topic number 4, as we move on, inflation. It rose faster in 2021 than it has in 40 years, inflation hitting an annual rate of 7% in December. That means that millennials and younger here in the United States have never seen prices increase as quickly as they have here toward the end of last year. The Labor Department reported Wednesday that a measure of inflation that excludes food and gas prices rose 5.5%. So without those essentials, food and gasoline, consumer prices still rose over 5.5%. Add that in, you get that 7% number, and we ain't done yet. Topic number three, Eastern Europe and Central Asia. They are connected. Tensions in between NATO and Russia over Ukraine connected to the unrest in Kazakhstan over the last couple of weeks, but Russian-led military alliance began withdrawing from Kazakhstan on Thursday. It appears they've put down the unrest. On Thursday, the National Security Committee, Kazakhstan's most powerful security agency, said that it suspected that Karim Masimov, the former intelligence chief who was arrested and charged with high treason last week, may have been attempting to stage a coup. Mr. Masimov, two of his deputies have been put into prison for the time being, which begs the question, again, this is Mr. Masimov on the right of your screen back here. How close is Mr. Masimov to his close friend, Hunter Biden? Those are Hunter Biden's words obtained from messages secured from his so-called laptop from hell. Again, it is awkward to say the least when the President of the United States is linked to a guy trying to allegedly overthrow the government of a country bordering Russia, especially as we're in the middle of talks between Russia and the U.S. and NATO over what's going to happen in Ukraine. Topic number two, and possibly unrelated, the U.S. Army will conduct drills known as Robin Sage in North Carolina beginning on the 23rd of January. This is a final exam for Special Forces troops, trains them in how to take part in guerrilla warfare against a numerically superior enemy. This exercise drops troops into a fictional country known as Pineland, where they help local guerrillas carry out reconnaissance missions, conduct raids, and organize ambushes against the forces of an illegitimate government. The end game of this exercise is to overthrow the illegitimate government. As it happens, these drills have been held since 1974, every year. It's just only recently that knowledge of these drills was made public. But think about that. For the last almost 50 years, we train our elite Green Beret Special Forces troops on guerrilla warfare with the goal of overthrowing a foreign government. At least we hope when they're referring to an illegitimate government, they're talking about a foreign government. Not to be too conspiratorial about it, but makes you wonder. Coming up, she's back. 2024 could be a very interesting year. I'll explain next on the Friday Five.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times, reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America, explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution, provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations, should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Orne's groundbreaking groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny. Demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer, the Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this week, the guest that just won't leave. On Tuesday of this week, the Wall Street Journal ran an op-ed piece with the clickbait title, Hillary Clinton's 2024 Election Comeback. The op-ed was written by a pollster named Doug Schoen and former New York City Council President Andrew Stein. They argue that Hillary could be well-placed to run for president in 2024 for the Democratic nomination if President Joe Biden decides not to seek a second term. Now, his spokesperson, Jen Psaki, said that he would, but frankly, the popularity ratings of President Biden and Kamala Harris as vice president are so low that there are Democrats now beginning to look around for another option. In this op-ed, Schoen and Stein argue that Clinton could present herself as a change candidate if Democrats get walloped in the midterm elections coming up later this year. That makes no sense. Tucker Carlson of Fox News did a 12-minute monologue on this piece on his show the other night, but still, a lot of political observers have criticized this piece, actually mocked it, and some have pointed out that this is a meme that seems to recycle every couple of years. The Wall Street Journal ran a similar op-ed piece back in 2018 about the 2020 election. Clinton also, we should point out, will be 77 years old in 2024. Joe Biden was 79 when he was elected, and Hillary has had some observable health issues over the last couple of years. Not likely. She has publicly said she has no intention to run again. Personally, I don't think she runs again in 2024. I only bring this up to show how easy it is for all of us, myself included. Sharon often has to pull me in off the ledge to get sucked into the drama of the political game being played inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. Because make no mistake, it is a game for the political class. The reason they got so upset at President Trump was that he wasn't supposed to be allowed a seat at the table. Now, does he come back in 2024? He may well, but we need to remember as Christians that regardless of who is sitting in the White House, our mission hasn't changed. And that it's very easy to take our eyes off of what we were commanded to do by our commander-in-chief. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying politics isn't important, because that governs our everyday lives. We should be active in what's happening in our local communities, especially where we still have some autonomy to control what happens in the local schools, county governments, and so forth. But what happens in our houses is more important than who's in the White House. Well, coming up this summer, another season of camping at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And it's not camping just for fun and entertainment. This is an opportunity to change the lives of children in the foster care system. There are many wonderful people who volunteer to serve as foster parents, but the statistics are clear. Children in the foster system are at much higher risk of being pulled into prostitution and drugs and pornography and gangs and so on. It is a horrible prospect to think of any child having to live out their lives that way. But if we can reach them at this age group and show them the love that adults are supposed to show to children as protectors, not as users, well, that's what we do at Skywatch TV, to support and fund, to finance the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and we do it with your support. So we're asking you to partner with us through the Friends of the Children special offer. help us complete some construction projects on the way now or underway now at Whispering Ponies Ranch. For your gift of $300 or more, we will give you, as our thanks, the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is a hardback edition of the Defender Bible, which sold out very, very quickly when we published it 5 years ago. The King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha that includes the Book of Enoch, which helps us to understand some of the weird parts of the Old Testament. You'll also get a gift box of items from Whispering Ponies Ranch and a $100 gift certificate to the Skywatch TV store that you can use any way you like. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the Bible, the gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, a $300 gift certificate to SkywatchTVStore.com, and invitations to visit and tour the ranch, take a group photo with the staff of the ranch and the staff of us here at Skywatch TV, an invitation to our special sponsors banquet at the 2022 Defender Conference, and an invitation to attend a taping here at the new Skywatch TV studios. That for your gift of $1,000 or more. You find out more and donate online, SkywatchTVStore.com, SkywatchTVStore.com, or call 844-750-4985. SkywatchFilms.com, where you find the cutting-edge documentaries from Skywatch TV, including The Great Delusion, Joss Peck's great film about the UFO phenomenon, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America, Belly of the Beast, the Fall Brothers production with Tom Horn, on the occult symbolism built into Washington, D.C., our travelogumentaries, our Wars of the Gods series of tour videos from Israel and elsewhere, visiting the giants' tombs of Sardinia. You can access these documentaries instantly in full HD for as little as $3. You can also buy unlimited access. You can find out more online, skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our tour of Israel, we had to move it back again because of COVID travel restrictions. This is the fourth rescheduling. We appreciate your patience and bearing with us. We pray that we're back in the Holy Land sooner rather than later. March 19th through 30th of 2023. You can find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, hit the button too soon, we're talking with Gary Stearman and Bob Ulrich about the 10 kings who serve the beast in the book of Revelation, also in Daniel chapter 7. Who are these 10 kings? The 10 horns. Three are plucked up before the eighth. And why does the Bible tell us that these are kings without a kingdom? Gary Stearman has a very intriguing theory. He shares that with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team on this week's broadcast program. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, not just for the main broadcast show, but for all of our weekly programs, including Unraveling Revelation, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Right now, we're in the middle of a four-week series of interviews with L.A. Marzulli. Don't miss that. Simply His, Return to Eden, all of those programs. You'll find out when and where you can watch them over the air in your area at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, it is free. Get you all of our video content at the click of a remote. You can also download all of our stuff right to your smartphone or tablet. When I say stuff, I mean stuff, not just our video content. These daily updates, all of our other video programs, news the mainstream media wants you to miss, a calendar of upcoming events, and through February, free excerpts from my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. We're releasing them in chapter size chunks. So you get a big chunk of the book by the time we get through February. You'll have read most of the book. It's under the news tab there on the mobile app. Again, the mobile app is free. It works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to the app stores for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar for the link where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watching. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.